is back in the building.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen you without your glasses.
Yeah, you know, those were for personal reasons and stuff.
Yes, because there was other things going on in your life at that time.
Yeah,
do you feel you're different now that you're clean?
I don't know, you probably have to ask the people around me, because, you know, you being you, you always gonna feel like I ain't changed.
You don't feel a difference?
Nah, I really don't.
What about creatively? No difference?
Creatively, yes.
You do.
Yes.
Harder or easier?
It's harder.
It is harder?
Yeah. But it's better, because I believe that it's harder, because when I was on that level, I would go with anything. Not anything.
You'd be like, yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, my anythings were good. So.
Right.
Thank God, but now it's just a lot more thought into it.
So what would you do if you, like, because I know you can't, right? Because
I can't.
You can't drink or smoke or mm-mm. any of that stuff.
Nah, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Is it a sensitive subject? I'm sorry. Have you compensated with the other vices?
Nah, actually I haven't. Work. Yeah, just work. Everybody know I work hard. Everybody know I work super hard way before anything. So right now it's just extra work. You know, this tour got me busy. So And then I got the studio bus, and I always have to do songs for people.
I read something about when you first came out, because didn't they do that big party for you in Miami?
Yeah.
And I understood this when I read this, because I would be the exact same way. Like, they threw you go right from hitting the street right to jumping into...
Yeah, I didn't feel that.
Yeah. I wouldn't have felt that either. I thought, but maybe you, I'm like, you know, Weezy lives a different type of lifestyle. He has a little different thing. Maybe you could just adapt to that. All those people around and the lights and the camera and the action.
I didn't know what was going on, actually. I was like,
it's too much, right? It's too much of a shock.
Yeah, it was way too much.
Did you feel like that when you came out? Like a little bit of a shock to try to adjust right back to normal life? And
actually, not. I jumped right back. I mean, I hit the ground running. I went straight to the hotel. I had my stylist there. I had this. They had my toothbrush and my lotion and my deodorant, all that. When I saw that, I was like, man, I'm right back into it. Like
right back to your life.
The hardest part about it is just coming from the life we live, you know what I mean? Like, coming from having a chauffeur, this, that, and the third, masseuse, and all that.
Hold on.
And that was the thing, you know what I mean? That's why, you know what I mean? That's why it's different for other people. It's different for everybody that go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's just reality. Reality like, check, come right on, man.
So you have a chauffeur, a chef,
yeah,
a plane, most of the time, pilot.
Yeah. Shout out Gooch.
Gooch is your pilot?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Gooch. You probably have a chef on the plane?
My chef stays with me at all times.
Yeah, okay, a barber?
No, I don't. I have long hair. I don't care. Yeah, okay.
But somebody has to keep it together, no?
You know, I get it braided every now and then.
Travels with you?
Nah, I just fly out when I need it. Because I'm rough with it. I do this like every once a month and stuff like that.
You just let it rock, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't want to get into detail, but Weezy did a very nice gesture for me on my birthday last year. Sent me a very nice little birthday trinket and in such a classy, nice fashion.
Okay.
That it always really stayed with me.
Good.
So I appreciated that about you. Well, and it made me see a little bit, because, I mean, clearly he just did this as a nice gesture. But it made me see that if I was a young lady in a different type of position with you, what your G must be like. No, it really made me be like, yo, his G must be so crazy. Because he's not even throwing... You know, and I still was like, wow, he must really be hurting these poor little young ladies out here in the street.
Nah. You know, women are women.
Mm-hmm.
Women are women. Women are very smart, so never try to outsmart them.
You have your share of women.
Me?
Yes.
Nah, I actually don't.
Liar.
I don't.
You have four baby mamas.
Yeah, they have
women
lives,
who have
though.
Children.
They have lives.
They have lives.
Yeah.
And they get along together, which is very impressive.
Yeah.
Did you have something to do with that, or they just worked that out in themselves?
We all did.
There's a G to that also, by the way. That doesn't just happen. There's a G to that. That has to happen for, you know, everybody's happy, everybody's taken care of, everybody's good, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hurt you, Weezy. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to say I see you. Mm-hmm. Off the air, we were talking before, and I had asked, I was saying to Wayne that he doesn't do a lot of interviews, and you said because doing a lot of interviews is for superstars.
Yeah.
So you don't consider yourself a superstar?
Nah.
Really?
I promise.
Do you want to be a superstar?
No.
Do you aspire to be a superstar? No.
No.
You like where you're at?
I'm great where I'm at.
So who's a superstar then? Like, what is your idea of a superstar?
My idea of a superstar would be somebody like a Beyonce or something. That's a superstar. You know, like people watch everything they do. And like, I've been with superstars.
Yes.
And I've seen the difference.